Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Yeah. Oh, come on. This is the happiest of happy hours. Am I right?
It is.
Oh, my God. So our good friend, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, a.k.a. Cassandra Peterson,
yep.
came out this week.
She did.
Do you know what it's like for me to keep a secret for 19 years?
Well, all of us. We all knew about her girlfriend.
This is why it was so sort of epic because, you know, she was married, obviously, to a man for many, many years.
Right.
Has a lovely daughter.
Uh-huh.
And so listen. Her entire business is based off of being a sex symbol to
yes.
men. And so she understandably was very sort of, you know, nervous. Mm-hmm. That's her whole business. It's
sure.
a whole, you know, empire that she's built and whatever. But she has been with Terry for 19 years, mm-hmm. who is unbelievable, who amazingly kind, beautiful
yep.
person. And we're just so happy for her. So in her new memoir, who was just announced this week,
yep.
she finally talks about her 19-year relationship.
Yeah.
With Terry, who we love the story. She was she thought she was a really cute guy.
Yeah.
At the gym.
Uh-huh.
She worked out. At.
Our old gym.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And anyway, they fell in love, cut to 19 years later, mm-hmm. and we are just so happy. So happy hour this week, we had to re-release the last time Elvira was in studio with us, which was in
June of 2012.
Right.
Yes.
She has the best Hollywood stories.
Yes.
Ever. She's been with everyone from Elvis to I don't even remember.
And she was an original go-go dancer at the Whiskey A Go-Go.
Yes.
Yeah, which is where go-go dancers got their name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
she is the greatest, and we wish yep. her and Terry all the best. And here is this week's Elvira Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, it's time to feel good. Hey, all right, now, it's time to feel good.
Oh, yes, it is. Why? Because who's the pretty girl in the window there? It's Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Good morning, precious.
AKA Cassandra.
Hello,
like I
Cassandra.
I slept in my clothes. My hair's like Wild Women
oh,
of Oz.
You're gorgeous.
I'm on TV. I put my makeup on upside
yes.
down.
You can tell Jim is barely attracted to you by the fact that he's been drooling nonstop since you got in here.
I wore my special blouse for Jim. The
wow.
Keeps popping open.
Ooh, yes,
nice.
You did.
Minutes.
Hello.
Ooh, thank you. That's what we're grabbing. Okay.
The chat room's in a frenzy. Move everything that's in the way of Elvira's boobs.
Yes.
All right. I mean, they want him to move the monitor for these little, you know, raisins, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Now we got some real ones in. This is so exciting. It's because you know we're having a next hour. What? Orly Tates.
Orly Tates is going to be here in studio.
Dr. Orly Tates.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, this is like a theme in the show.
Let me finish.
Yes.
Yes, we'll all be birthers next hour. Yes,
oh
we will.
Oh, my God. Remind me of what time so I can get out of here before, okay? In the United States. It seems that Pennsylvania has attacked us with a secret weapon called...
Orly Tates? Is that her name?
Orly Tates. She's from Russia. She's crazy as loon.
I just need to know how much time do I have. I had bad experience in CNN.
She's a Russian dentist lawyer.
Actress.
I meant 16. Oh. Yeah, oh. I meant this one because we all want to be birthers this morning. There we go.
I think Obama's Kenyan and I'm proud. I used to be alone in the crowd. But thanks to the internet, you see, I connect with idiots like me. Oh, I'm a birther, he's a birther, she's a birther, we're all birthers. Wouldn't you like to be a birther too? Be a birther,
yep.
Drink a birther Kool-Aid.
Yep.
Be a birther, take stupid further. Be a birther, scream bloody murder. Be a birther, dream.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Okay, and then lots of people have questions for me. Tom in Kansas writes, Steph, I can't wait to see Orly Tates on the show. In fact, I'm more excited than Marcus Bachman at a Cher concert. I'm overdue for a dental cleaning. I have some building lots to sell, and I could also use some of her legal expertise. Can you get me a quote for those services and ask her if she gives a discount for bundling all three? Also, if I type Stephanie in her box, will I get a further discount? If she's receptive, though, I'd like to see a portfolio of her dental patients before I commit. I don't want to end up with teeth like Blake Farenthold, that congressman, the toothless congressman.
Correction, though, she's not Russian. She's from Moldova.
Moldova.
Used to very be different. The Soviet Socialist Republic of Moldavia, where they speak. Actually, it's a variation on Romanian.
Really?
Which is actually the only Eastern European Romance language.
And Moldavia was the country that had the dynasty massacre.
Right.
I heard that she got her law degree online.
Yes.
That's where I got my Elvira degree. It's the same place, though.
How you become a mistress of the dark.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, we have some breaking news. Cassandra's moving back to L.A.
Yay!
And you said you think you bought a house yesterday?
I think. I'm not sure, but I'll let you know when
near
I
me.
Find out. Near you.
And
I can stalk you now.
Attention sellers, please accept Elvira's offer.
Thank you.
To live near us. Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, in honor of that, Stephanie, I brought you a present.
I'm sorry
I didn't bring one for you guys.
No, it's okay.
Because I only could carry one.
Elvira wine.
Yeah. I know you like wine in a box, but this is in a bottle, and I hope you'll enjoy that, Stephanie.
Elvira's, how did you know?
Very cool.
How did you know I like wine?
I don't know. I just heard it once. It's probably a rumor.
Heard it through the grapevine. Ah!
There you see.
Wow, honey, thank you.
So I actually have a bottle of Elvira's cream soda sitting on my counter at home.
Uh-oh, that's scaring me.
So you could be like Tim Allen's neighbor peering over the top of the fence with a fishing hat.
Oh, I can.
You
know. Yeah. With Stephanie?
What does one get, Elvira, for a housewarming gift, I wonder? Something in formaldehyde?
Something in pleather. Yeah,
she has the coolest piece of art in her house now. It's a whole thing of Elvira made out of what?
Out of old crap that I had in my drawers.
Like
old merchandise. Is a giant portrait of Elvira, and it's made out of, like, I looked in there and I found my sunglasses the other day. I was like, God,
I wonder where
they
went.
Yeah, my Elvira sunglasses I wore in Mistress of the Dark were in there, and then one Elvira shoe, and then I found a tiny empty tube of cream for yeast infection. But
okay, I didn't need to know that.
Anyway, I know. Anyway, but everything that I had in my drawers at home, he just stuck in this piece of art, which is pretty amazing.
Macaroni, glitter.
You've had a storied romantic past. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, God, yes. What?
What?
Oh, no, don't start doing that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm writing my autobiography.
Every time you're in here,
now.
There's a new story.
Yeah. I know. I can't give it away. But I do want to tell you one thing. I'm getting... you guys, this is one of the biggest honors I've ever had in my life. This week on Sunday, I'm getting a giant wiener donated. I mean, no.
Excuse me?
Okay.
No, Pink's Hot Dog is giving me my own Elvira Double Delicious.
Really?
Hot dog. Oh, my God.
Yay.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And that's how you know you've made it.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, forget the Academy Award.
Right.
Forget the Golden Globe. So I'm going to make a surprise visit. Elvira's going to make a surprise visit to Pink's.
Wow.
If I, tell you, I can if make I tell it you there, when. I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, Pinks, hot
That's
dogs.
That's so awesome. That is awesome it? News.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I'm going to be a Golden Apple.
I wonder if Gladstones will name Golden a clam Apple after comics. Me or something. What?
Or Starkist will name it tuna after
yeah.
me.
My brand Steph of tuna
knew
is best.
Her brand of tuna was best.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, well, I got all my plugs out of
the way.
If
there was one thing
Stephanie Miller
was sure of, it was that her brand of tuna was best.
And that I've been smoking cigarettes since the Truman administration.
Exactly. All right. So, here's the story. So we're going to stir up some birther when Orly Tates is in here. Woo-hoo, Cassandra, because here's what it is. They did a bunch of other birthers, yeah. did another movie that's making her lose it. Because
right.
birthers are flipping their tinfoil hats over a new film that claims President Obama's father was not a Kenyan goat herder, but rather a communist journalist nearly four uh-huh. decades older than his mother.
Oh, I thought so.
The problem, it undermines the bedrock of birther lore that the president is ineligible to be commander-in-chief. Dreams Oops. From My Real Father, 97-minute film narrated by an Obama impersonator, Jim. Sorry, I didn't get you that job. Weaves the narrative that Obama's grandfather wasn't a furniture salesman, but an undercover CIA agent.
I've heard that.
Who convinced Barack Obama Sr. to marry his teenage daughter to hide the fact that she was impregnated by a 55-year-old and a communist.
What?
Known as Frank Marshall somebody. Okay.
Or he's Malcolm X's illegitimate son.
What?
One of those.
I've heard that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. What?
Anyway, so Jerome Corsi from WorldNet Daily has reviewed this film favorably.
In that case.
Yeah, WorldNet Daily and Corsi wrote, Tates are trying to kill the case by making up American citizen father for Obama. Wow. And she wants to know who they're working for. What incentive did they get to do so? Please tell Corsi and Vada to stop this. Enough. Don't let them finish. So she's mad.
Interesting. Huh. Yeah. So there's right. trouble in Birtherville.
Yes,
right?
there is.
Right? And we're going to make it worse.
We should make another movie.
What's that?
Another birther yeah, movie about that he's like a car salesman from Yonkers or I don't
right,
know.
Right, right. Yeah, why not? Why not?
Is that the country? Oh, that is.
His real name is Mary Lefkowitz.
Yeah.
And he was born in the Bronx.
Of Jewish heritage.
But he tans well. So.
I think that film also claims that he hasn't had a nose job before his Senate run. So we'll ask
really?
Her about
really?
That.
Maybe she did it. Maybe Orly.
Maybe.
Did it.
She's a doctor.
It's part of her.
She's a dentist.
Resume. Oh, well.
You're a really bad dentist if you get into the nose. A lawyer. Then dentist. You've really missed your.
You know what her lawyer. Twitter handle is?
What?
Dr. Orly Tates Esquire. So you get the doctor and the lawyer
wow.
in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm changing my name.
I wonder
to that.
When's the last time she's dentist?
I don't. Dentisted?
Yes.
I don't know.
Let's ask her.
Well, she's okay. coming in. I have a left molar here that could use
I don't think you want Orly Tates working on your teeth.
No.
Where are my pliers?
She's a realtor, though. Maybe we could. She's
she a realtor,
help you.
Too.
She can help you with your deal today.
Oh, my God. If she could just get me a small discount. I'll be there.
She'll get right on that.
So we had lunch the other day because we are close personal friends.
Absolutely.
You were saying that you're getting politicized. What with the whole election coming up?
Oh yeah, was I?
Yes, you were. Well, you were also dropping food in your lap a lot.
Well, it's like the last Obama thing. I sat for days on a phone calling people and telling them to vote for Obama, and they were very receptive when Elvira calls you and tells you to do something.
Yeah. There were Elvira robocalls? Really?
Yeah. Oh, hi, this is Elvira. They didn't know who was talking, but...
It probably it made men do stuff, but not vote, maybe.
It did. Well, maybe. I don't know.
They just kept playing it over and over again.
I know it made Jim do stuff. I called Jim. Jim was one of the people I tried to get to vote. No, I would do that.
Fortunately, I have a hands-free set, so I...
Oh, Jim!
Hang on. Let me get my screensaver up while you're talking. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah. I mean, it makes me get afraider and afraider when I see all the Romney, the polls and everything. I'm going, no.
You're like, no.
No, not Romney. Oh, God, anything. But I still like Obama. I mean, I love him. Everybody talks about, he hasn't done this, he hasn't done this. He's not the damn king. Hello, people.
You're the happy, clappy liberal like me. Yay.
Exactly.
We were saying that one of the scariest things is that, you know, the Supreme Court has just that alone is enough reason to vote. It is getting frightening.
Oh,
when
that's the, yeah,
Scalia
yeah.
Scalia could be a right wing radio host. I mean, it's just, you know, great.
That's the scariest part of the whole thing. I mean, somebody, who do you want to put in all those judges?
Somebody described him yesterday as someone that seems like he just sits at home in his underpants screaming at Fox News. after he gets off the bench, don't you think?
Well, that's what I do, but I don't know.
Oh, well, there's a whole nother visual for Jim. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Oh. Jim would have liked the visual this morning where I had to wash out my thong and I had to dry it with the hairdryer before I came here because it was the only one I had because I'm staying at some friend's house.
Wow.
But anyway, forget about that.
Okay, we're going to need to take a break while Jim goes to the bathroom.
Oh.
17 minutes after the hour, right back with Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, come on. You got to admit this is cool.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Stephanie Miller.
And Elvira.
Spooky. Spooky.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Elvira, mistress, well, now mistress of the morning.
I was going to say, there's a reason they call me mistress of the dark.
Yeah, you're never up this early.
No, never. I can't believe how you guys do it.
It's not meant for morning shows. 1-800, it's just because we blackmailed her again with those pictures that Jim always finds. So here she is. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. I don't know why she falls for it. I mean, she knows they're out there.
Yeah.
I know. How many times have I fallen for this? I don't know. You think I'd finally learn, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Oh, Billy in Texas has a new jingle.
That's right.
Oh, it's so exciting.
All right.
Right-wing Billy.
Billy's
here we go.
Hanging around.
Yeah.
In that Texas town. With a phone call from the range. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Just let him go. If you want to know how his talking points are strange. How does he come up with his stuff? How?
Here he is, Billy in Texas. Hi, Billy.
Hi, guys. Listen, it's awfully easy for y'all to make those kind of jokes when you don't listen. And
excuse
you just
me?
Take them to the phone with
you did not appreciate the jingle.
We made you a jingle.
That's my jingle?
That is, we made it for you.
Y'all are awesome.
You turned him around.
Look, I'm not sure Billy Gibbons is happy about it.
I made two points yesterday. Okay. One about the immigration bill in Arizona, and the other about ISA making the statement that y'all were attributing that there's no evidence on this Fast and Furious stuff. Of course,
so there's no evidence of a cover-up
on Fast and Furious. Obama won't comply with discovery, which is part of any lawsuit that has ever been
fishing
filed.
Expedition in this case.
Excuse me?
I said fishing expedition in this case.
That's ridiculous.
It is?
It's totally ridiculous. I mean, just lie.
He admitted on Fox News there is no evidence. He has no evidence of a cover-up, by the way.
General Issa said that. He said he has no evidence.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have any evidence because Obama won't turn over the documents that will provide that evidence.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of a circular argument there.
Billy, do you believe the same theory that Darrell Issa does, that the president did this on purpose so that he can enact gun control legislation in his second term?
I don't know about that, but you know what? The fact of the matter is, on the left, the ends justify the means.
Did you know he was born in Kenya? Okay.
That's next hour, the birther.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry. All right. Just want to get the facts out there.
If that didn't stun him enough, she was like, go want to see my boobs? All right. Governor Cryptkeeper yesterday.
The heart of Senate Bill 1070 has been proven to be constitutional.
Oh.
Arizona's and every other state's inherent authority to protect and defend its people has been upheld.
People.
Oh, no.
No, she says no.
No, it was pretty much gutted.
And furthermore,
president said yesterday, going forward, we must ensure that Arizona law enforcement officials do not enforce this law in a manner that undermines the civil rights of Americans. Talking to you, Joe Arpaio, as the court's decision recognizes, the Crypt Keeper again.
We also cannot forget that President Obama and his party had both houses in Congress for 2 years and could have secured our borders fulfilled the promise to fix our broken immigration system.
God, they just keep repeating the same thing over again.
Elvira can kick the Crypt Keeper. Crypt Keeper's ass.
Yes. Right? Right.
Thank you. Yes.
That's right, sister. That's right, sister. We'll see your scary character.
If I could say it, I could do it.
It's early.
It is really early. Really early.
They just keep repeating that. Immigration.
For 2 years, they had a million people in the House and Senate.
It was killed by a Senate Republican filibuster. Yeah. Every Republican voted against the DREAM Act. Let's go to Elizabeth in California. You're on with Elvira. Hello,
Hi.
Elizabeth. Hi.
Hi, I'm so glad to be on. I just wanted to say first, thank you for having your show on in the morning because you've saved me from NBC and I feel so much better now.
Thank you. Your morning Joe crystals have been replaced with Steffi.
Yes.
Crystals.
And I wanted you to ask Orly Tates why she stole Tammy Faye's makeup look. And also, I love Cassandra Peterson, and I'm hoping that Current puts her on as a liberal Elvira in the morning after you. That would be awesome.
No, at night.
Oh, God, yes, please, at night. Don't do that to me.
Current could use some funny, and she's awesome.
There you go. Thank you, Elizabeth. What a fabulous idea.
A new gig.
Could show scary movies and
on the radio?
No, on TV.
On TV, on Current.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, scary movies are kind of the ones I show are boring, but on the radio they're really slow.
Scary movies are like Mitt Romney speeches.
You know. You could show scary movies about global warming.
Right? Yeah, no, I tweeted that the other day.
At the real Elvira.
Exactly. You tweeted. Oh, I'm so glad. I don't know. You know, I guess I don't know.
Not
being
a lot
able
of
to tweet is a sign of early sign of old age. I cannot tweet. I don't get tweeting. I tried to tweet this morning.
Yeah.
Did it come out?
Yeah, I think I saw it come out
like it's a cake.
Well, I tweeted that she was going to be on the show.
Yes.
And
I know. Thank God I saw it and I went, oh, tweeting. And I tweeted. Ooh. I should have been tweeting at sea yesterday and the day before. But
yes. Do you are there a lot of people pretending to be you?
Oh, yes, there
That's
are.
That's that your handle
a lot
has to
people.
Be the real.
Well, no, someone probably had Elvira before you got on Twitter.
Well, yeah, every Latino in the world, but other than that. Okay.
And so you went with the real Elvira. A lot of celebrities do that.
The real Lindsay Lohan or whatever.
Yeah,
not the gay cross dressing Elvira.
No, exactly.
500 of them.
Oh, there's 1,000.
Sandra in Arizona, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Sandra.
Good morning. How is everyone this morning?
Good, go ahead.
Good. Can I vent for just a moment?
Sure.
I'd like to suggest that it's time to send the Statue of Liberty back to France. Okay, that bring me your tithes, your poor, and your down. Yeah, bring them here so we can abuse and misuse them. Okay? Yeah. That's the way it seems.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. This is the 21st century. Willie Lynch is alive and well in the 21st century. Okay? 8 years of Bush. What do we turn around and do? 1 year later, we put all these Republicans in who decide we want to make Obama a one-term president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? So anything he puts up, we're going to fight against it. We're not having it. No Woo-hoo. Way. Uh-uh.
That's right.
8 years.
Yeah. Well,
all
I mean,
that money.
Yep. I mean, Bush v. Gore, Citizens United, and now this Montana decision yesterday. It should be, if that's not enough to get you off your ass and vote in this election, I don't know what is. By the way, the decision yesterday, though, the Arizona decision, the immigration decision, signaled the court also views Obama's recent immigration directive, halting deportations for many young undocumented immigrants as legal. Hello.
Yep.
Essentially, the court underscored that the federal government has broad discretion under the law to decide who to report. So take that, Governor Bonefinger. Take that.
Yeah.
All right. 29 minutes after the hour. Back with more with Elvira on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Given this a lot of thought, and I feel the all G-string
Stephanie Miller
is the wrong direction for this magazine. Instead, we're doing nipple glitter.
in honor of Elvira. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. Did you drive the Macabre Mobile here?
Yes, the Macabre Mobile is here. No, actually, the Macabre Mobile is in Vegas getting a facelift.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh. For the, on the, some new, oh gosh, on some reality show. And they're doing a whole, I drove
really?
It there. Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So they're doing a whole Elvira Macabre Mobile facelift. And then I hope, maybe two for one. And then I go and pick it up. And it's, we're having the coffin upholstered, like the coffin. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
The trunk.
The
upholstered
trunk.
Like a coffin.
Sure.
There you go. So you can take naps in there. I can
okay,
take naps
nice.
When I pull, over, pull over the side of the road.
And, right.
You could resurrect Screamin' Jay Hawkins and put him in the trunk. Yeah.
That's a good idea. I
all
love
right.
him.
1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Am I saying
Kajira.
This right? Kajira in Massachusetts. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Elvira. Hello, Kajira.
Yeah, hi.
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 Yeah, I am the official owner of the rescued Maltese of the Stephanie Miller Show,
oh.
Little Mac.
Hello.
Unfortunately, he did pass away on March 5th,
all
at the age of 17. So now he's the official guardian angel dog of the Stephanie Miller Show, looking down on your dogs and giving them love.
Aww.
And eventually I'll adopt another one, but not yet. But,
yeah.
Yeah, that was my baby.
Aww.
And I just want to say hello to Elvira and tell
hi.
Her a funny story about my mom.
Oh, I was just going to ask you, isn't a Maltese a snack for one of Stephanie's dogs?
Yes. It's a favorite Great Pyrenees snack.
Yes. He was about as big as the head of one of her dogs.
Yep. Yep.
7 pounds, itty bitty, tiny
yeah.
little dog.
It's like you put one of my dogs in the dryer too long. I've seen that. Yeah,
yeah, pretty much. He looked like dryer lint. He actually bore a striking resemblance to dryer lint with eyes and a tail. That was little Mac, the sweetest dog in the world.
Aww.
And now he is watching over your show and keeping
thank
the Republicans
you.
Away from you, except for Orly Tate.
All right, that's fine. So you were, your mom was an Elvira fan, or
yes,
is an Elvira fan?
Yes, she absolutely loved Elvira, and it was kind of a funny story because for a long time I was admiring Elvira, and I actually have my hair in a similar style to her, and I was worried that my mom would be shocked seeing Elvira on television because of, you know, how you dress and everything. But she was watching a program that you were on. You were talking about one of your movies, and they showed a clip where you were dancing with tassels on your bosoms, I believe.
Nipple tassels,
yeah.
Sure.
Jumped
yeah.
out of a car like it was
I
like a wedding day or something. And yeah, and you were doing this dance. And my mom said, she's a feminist icon like Mae West.
Thank
oh,
you.
Wow.
Yes. Even your mom, even after our twirled tassels.
Yeah.
She thought you
that.
Were great. No,
yes.
She said that you embraced your beauty, but you didn't take it seriously, and you knew
aww.
That a woman could be powerful and still look provocative. And I was really amazed that
wow.
she thought that, and I thought that is really great. That
that's right.
From, yeah, an older generation thought
nipple
that you
tassels
were great.
Do not take away your feminism.
No,
I wear them every morning.
Absolutely.
No, they don't. Neither does big
you.
Hair. Big hair rocks.
Big hair. Hey, hire the hair closer to God.
That is
okay.
true.
There you go.
All right, there you
thank
go. Thank you.
That's
Kajira.
So sweet. That's so strangely bizarre. So many people say that to me. I mean, they kind of look at Elvira like a feminist and
yeah.
kind of a powerful
it's true.
You know, woman.
Yeah.
And it's so bizarre to me when they say that. It's like, but I love that. I think
in
that's
control
the thing I like
of your
about.
Own sexuality.
That's right.
Exactly. It makes Jim want you to control his as well.
are people? Yeah, I think I already am. Down boy.
Are some people shocked when you don't look like that? Do they really not like?
Oh yeah, no,
get
no,
that it's a character.
Okay. Oh, a long time ago, I kept getting calls for, shows to audition,
yeah.
and I'd walk in and you would just see their faces fall. It's
right.
like we called for this big, buxom, dark hair, tall, you know,
right.
and they're like. Oh my God! Who are you? And
what
so
have you done with Elvira?
Well, you've done acting as Cassandra.
I have. Well, if you can call it acting.
Well,
yeah. you know,
you were in Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
I was
in the biker
that was
bar.
My favorite part. I got to beat up Pee Wee. Every
that's
woman's
right.
fantasy.
Yep.
And Pee Wee and I just made a pact. As a matter of fact, we made it. We both decided if we're still in dressing in our costumes in 5 years from now, we're going to have a suicide pact and kill each other. We just make that so.
I got to hang out with him at your birthday party, which was so
you
much
did.
Fun.
He's fun, isn't he?
Yes.
I love Pee Wee. He's yeah. one of
he
my
gave
best
the,
friends.
The toast. Ah, it's Cassandra. Happy birthday.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Okay, so the Elvira drag, I asked you this before, but how long does it take to get in Elvira drag?
Well, about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Takes longer to get into my...
be quicker if I helped.
Looking like...
Let me help you into the booth,
oh, Jim.
Yeah, I don't think it would... Somehow, I don't think it would be quicker, Jim.
You're suggesting I would linger?
Yeah.
Lisa in Dallas, you're on with Elvira. Hi, Lisa.
Morning, morning, Steph.
Good morning.
Ah, we're so excited. We've been trying to call you forever. My daughter and I were watching this zombie movie, Fido.
Oh.
Have you seen it? Have you seen the zombie movie, Fido?
No, I haven't even seen it.
Carrie Ann Moss is in it. It's kind of old. We noticed that the guy who runs the zombie corp looks and talks exactly like Mitt Romney.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
oh, that's great.
Now I got to find that movie and put it on somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's on. You can get it on Netflix. Just download. Wow.
Yeah, you're like, he's like this close to being like a naked eating somebody's face in Miami. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, yeah.
Ew.
Speaking of scary, you were talking about a scary book about Mormonism.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, okay. Under the Banner of Heaven.
Yep.
Mm. By John Krakauer. Krakauer. Uh-huh. Yeah, yes. if you want to check in on the Mormon religion, check out that book. It's very, very well you know, what do you do when you researched?
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty amazing. It's if you think Scientology's scary, you check out that right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's speaking of scary, how about this? I was just reading Mitt Romney campaign planning to deploy an army of Mormon supporters from Utah to states where the presidential race is close, such as neighboring Nevada and Colorado. The missionary work that is the heart of the Mormon religion could be good preparation, said for Romney door knocking and phone calling outreach effort, giving the long hours and rejection that such endeavors often entail.
Really?
Yeah.
Je m'appelle Mitt Romney. Bienvenue aux Jeux Olympiques.
That'll bring people around to Mittens, huh? Mormons knocking on your door.
Great.
Oh, get a vote for Mitt.
I just got rid of the Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, it really is. We learned all sorts of fun facts, haven't we, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
About the Mormon religion.
Yes, really? We have.
Yeah. What was your favorite in the book?
Oh, gosh, my favorite in the book. Well, how they massacred everybody on the way out west. Mm-hmm. How everybody that
There's
came
that.
Along, groups of pioneers and whatever, they just killed them because they wanted the land. So,
right, wow.
And they set the Indians up
it is like
against
a zombie movie.
Them. The Native Americans set them up against them to kill everybody that was in their way, you know? So they were, you know, equal opportunity murderers of everyone. Just
that's right.
That part is scary, the history.
Wow.
And, well, you know, the whole...
Well, that's why they won't let them drink cola. They get too excited. And then everything.
And you can't see, you know, unless you wear the special glasses, you can't see the...
The magic testicles?
Spectacles? The magic testicles.
No!
Yeah, well...
Jim!
Well,
they have a lot of kids, so, you know, they probably...
The texts. You can't see the texts mm-hmm. without the spectacles.
Exactly! Right. Yeah. The x-ray specs.
Yep.
Paul in California is here just to slobber over Elvira. Hello, Paul!
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
Back in the late 70s, I worked for Pacific Theaters here in Southern California, and Elvira used to be on TV late at night, and so was another gentleman by the name of Seymour.
Oh.
One night they did this Halloween thing in Manchester near Sepulveda, and oh gosh, I'm so nervous there. But I was an usher for Pacific Theaters, and I remember that night sitting or standing between Elvira and Seymour and him trying to stare at her boobs and her giving him the dirtiest look I've ever seen.
Wow. Seymour was trying to Seymour.
Well, it's probably been the first time that ever happened to her, Paul. You can imagine her shock. Yeah.
I'm going to have to fact check that, though, because, well, number one, I started Elvira in 81.
Right.
And number two, I only started Elvira after Seymour died. I never met him. But but other than that, I could have been there.
Other than that.
I
and,
believe
I can, and I don't remember you ever giving a man a dirty look that does that.
No, I don't either.
You slide a CVP.
It's like the cover of Tom Waits' album. I don't know if you guys have ever heard about that or seen it. There's there's supposedly me wearing tassels, excuse me, on the cover of an old Tom Waits album. Hmm. And I look at it and I go, looks like me, but
it's
I have absolutely no,
no memory of,
no memory, of,
memory of ever doing it. And, you know, so I'm just going to say it's me, but I don't think I did it.
Okay.
But, well, I throw a rock in Hollywood, you probably hit someone who's dressing up like you.
Yeah, I mean, you have things, Stephanie,
besides
right, that you've done,
all your
you
real
don't
stories?
Remember.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Or I blocked them. But anyway, no, because all your real stories sound like some kind of knock-knock joke gone awry. Like, so Tim Leary and... Elvis
Todd,
and I
Todd
walk
Rundgren.
Into a bar. Yeah. None of your stories sound real, and yet they are.
I know.
You've lived a life.
I really have. I've lived several, actually. I'm writing about them. The sad thing is I've been writing it for a year, and I'm only up to the age of 17. So
oh, wow.
I'm like, I'm gonna it's going to have to be like a Star Wars, like a trilogy.
Well, just your teen years alone. Tell us about that. You were a dancer.
Well,
that's when you knew Elvis.
Yeah, right? Well, I was a go-go girl when I was 14, dancing at a gay club. I was actually a drag queen. I was a girl playing
now that's ironic.
A guy playing a girl.
Guy. Wow.
And I was in blackface on top of the whole thing. But anyway.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I was being one of the Supremes. I had to.
What a crazy house of mirrors that is.
But, you know, that was just one little thing. But, yeah. I
see what I mean? It's every story is like a Fellini film.
Just that sentence alone is enough for a whole chapter. Holy cow.
I know. That is a whole chapter. About, and about how drag queens, I feel like I was raised by a pack of wild drag queens. How they taught me how to walk and dress. And
the makeup, I'm sure.
Makeup. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I learned everything I know from drag queens.
Wow, drag queens are teaching you how to be like a girl.
I know. Yeah. And now I teach, I don't teach them, but now I'm kind of like a role model for drag queens. So. Yeah. Kind of come full circle.
It's kind of a crazy car, your life. It really is.
I know.
Kind of a... And now, so that's when you met Elvis, when you were...
When I was 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was 17.
What is it? Now, what's a... Maybe I'm... I thought I was really old, but what's a go-go dancer exactly? Is that different than a...
Well, go-go dancer, very, very different. And this day and age, I was wearing white vinyl mini boots.
As you do.
And a little fringy dress. Later, it was a little fringy bikini.
Sure.
And, dancing in a glass cage at Club Agogo in Colorado Springs, Colorado, with a black light.
That's exactly how I started.
You know, and and every night. And, you know, I would go in the dressing room and sit on the floor and do my homework for, you know.
Oh, my God.
Colorado Springs is all or crazy whatever, and then right-wing corner of Colorado.
Probably not.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Was it back then, too?
No.
No, it's kind of been taken over.
In the 70s, it was taken over and became the evil empire. When I was growing up, it was kind of cool and witchy. It was kind of, I don't know, Manitou Springs was like full of kind of witches and the spiritual stuff. I loved it over there. But
so that's how, probably.
Yeah. Well, I don't Elvira go back there anymore since the cuckoo.
Yeah. Wow.
Ted Haggard's moved in.
Yeah.
All right, kids, 46 minutes after the hour, I would not tune out because you never know what she's going to say in the closing segment here.
That's
46
true.
Minutes after the hour, right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God, I am already having a fantastic time.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey. A free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS or play online via Facebook Games.
Stephanie Miller. Baby, take my hand. Don't fear Stephanie Miller.
No, don't fear her.
No.
Look at her. She's harmless. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 51 minutes after
Mostly
the hour.
Harmless.
Elvira, mistress of the morning, was.
Yeah. That's a phrase you don't hear often.
And plus, there's all this light in here for the TV show. Yeah. So we apologize.
Stephanie, okay, the whole time we're on break, Stephanie is saying, tell me a weird story.
Tell us, because it always seems like the dark, and we have like our flashlights on, and we're under the covers. Right. Tell us another scary story.
Okay, well, this is a disgusting story, but it involves the Osmond brothers and Frank Sinatra.
Yikes.
Okay, yeah, your stories always involve random celebrities, but go ahead.
Well, I went on a date with one of the Osmonds. I can't remember
which one
it was.
Meryl?
The old one, I think. Alan?
Alan, I think, is the oldest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The oldest one. Okay.
Wow.
Well, he wasn't that old then.
Okay. Adolf Osmond,
I was 17, so I'm with the whole Osmond family. Mormons.
Do they all go on dates?
Mormons. They all go on a date together.
Really?
Well, we went to Frank Sinatra's 50th birthday party at Caesar's Palace.
That is so random. Okay,
I know.
Go ahead.
And, well, Donnie Osmond was sitting on my lap. That's how long ago that was. And he often asks to do that
again
when I see him.
Wow. I had the biggest crush on Donnie. I got to sing Yo-Yo with him on a TV show once.
Did you really?
Uh-huh. I could die after that.
Oh, Donnie was kind of a doll. He's sort of adorable.
Yes.
Especially when he was like about 8 or 9 years old. Okay. But anyway, so we're at Frank Sinatra's birthday party. And so I'm with the whole Osmond family who's slightly, you know, well, they're a little religious. And
yes.
A little bit.
Kind of straight, you know, and I'm a showgirl, so they weren't so down with that, you know. So we go over to meet Frank Sinatra and say hello, and he shakes everybody's hand, and then I extend my hand to shake his hand, and instead of shaking my hand, he goes, nice.
Did we have to dump that?
I think so.
Yeah, we had to dump that. Sorry about that.
Nice boobs.
Nice,
oh,
come on.
Nice,
oh,
or nice rack or something.
I was just quoting Frank Sinatra.
Wow.
It was
That's all he said.
Wow.
And everybody, the mom and dad Osmond, their faces. Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, dear.
I just turned blue and practically fainted. And it was just, talk about an awkward moment. Don't ever do that anyway.
You know what? Okay, that might have been my favorite Elvira story ever. Okay. Jerry in Illinois.
Too bad we had to dump it.
Jerry in Illinois, you're on with Elvira. Hi, Jerry.
Oh, hi, Elvira.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm confused because the TV is out of sync with the
That's
with
because
the
she just
here.
Said... All right, go ahead.
But I would like to say I agreed with Frank Sinatra.
Well, he had good taste.
That's a smooth opening line, Jerry. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, great. I met you a couple of years ago. You were in the Chicago area at a horror convention.
Okay. It wasn't the 70s, was it?
No. This was just a few years ago.
Okay.
And you actually jumped on stage with Senguli, who is our local horror guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's been bragging about meeting you ever since.
Oh, well, I love me some Senguli, I tell you. I love him. He's one of my top favorite picks as horror host, I'll tell you that.
And Jerry, you want to know if she has any new TV shows coming up?
Yeah, you were on here, I guess, in syndication or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you went off MeTV about a year ago now.
Wow, you know everything. But you can still get them online, Elvira.com.
Oh, Elvira.com.
26 episodes, so don't forget that. So
I do got the DVDs, or I picked up a few.
Oh,
of the
wow.
DVDs,
I bet you do. So he wants to know anything new in the works? Anything that we can tell us?
Well, I do have something very new in the works, but I can't tell you.
No, or she would have to kill you, and you would have to be one of the undead characters.
Exactly, yes. But I'm working hard at work. I do have one thing that's on, if you check it out, if you go to Elvira's Horror Hunt. .com.
Okay.
I have a big show that I'm doing with my friend Peaches Christ.
Right.
And we're it's a kind of a film festival, and we're looking for the best independent horror film. So we're gonna have a little contest. We're gonna have it online, and kind of like this Siskel and Ebert, Peaches Christ and Elvira, and Ebert.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and then we're gonna pick the best film, and then bring the filmmaker here to Hollywood, and have a big star-studded.
We should point out that you said the horror film, not horror.
Yeah, thank you. I know. That's why I said it very slowly and carefully.
Yes.
Yeah, and someone else said, call it Elvira's horror. Okay, I can't say it. It'll be bleeped.
Never mind. Listen, we've already had one today. It's all right.
They said Elvira's Horrific Hunt.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's good.
So we changed it to now, Horror Hunt.
Got it. I got it. Wouldn't that be funny if Pee-wee called in? Because then
I'm trying to use the phone.
Okay, Marcus in Chicago.
Oh, sir, we kill him.
Marcus in Chicago. You're on with Elvira. Hey, go ahead.
Hey, so I just wanted to wish everybody a happy belated Pride.
Yay!
Yay.
Thank you. Happy Gay Pride to you as well.
Yeah, I was in Chicago, and I got the hell burned out of me.
Oh, yeah,
it was hot, right?
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
But the good part was I work at a gay and lesbian youth center.
Yes.
And it's rough work. They sent me to meet Ben Cohen in the morning.
The rugby player?
Yeah. Yeah. Hot rugby player.
Oh. Like, tough work.
So yeah, I asked him to sign dirty parts of me, and he wouldn't do it. But
I will.
Elvira will do it.
Yeah.
I'm sure. It's funny because I was thinking, when you talked about the tassels, I wake up every morning and that's the first thing I put on.
Accessories make the outfit. Okay.
I love that.
That's very cute. I was talking to someone in New York that they actually had a tornado warning in New York. And I was like, that for Gay Pride weekend.
Mm. Oh, no.
Even for a friend of Dorothy, that is really gay. That made Gay Pride even gayer.
Oh, I just did a thing for Boston Gay Pride.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, look, they were after me for weeks to record it. But
that's wicked gay.
Finally got it done. So that was fun. Yes.
Yeah, I was in Boston for Pride with the Sexy Liberal.
You were.
Fabulous. It was fabulous Pride. Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Pride everywhere. Pride over here. Pride
busting
over
out
here.
All over.
Yeah.
So give us again the scary web. It's Elvira.com.
Yes. Well, Elvira.com, you can buy all sorts of cool Elvira crap. But And Elvira on Facebook. Elvira on Facebook. What I'm doing. Yep. But
and apparently on the Twitter when you can figure it out.
At the real
if you
Elvira.
Have a film, if you have it exactly, and if you have a film, you can make it on your iPhone, Stephanie. You can just make
really.
A, yeah, you can make a 30-minute or under film on your iPhone and just send it in to Elvira's Horror Hunt.
Chris.com. Wow. What are you? What is your opinion as to whether I would ever be able to do that technically?
It's actually quite easy.
Really?
Yeah, I can show you how.
No, I wouldn't be able to.
Does it involve wine and the Great Pyrenees?
All right. I'm hoping that they accept your offer so that you can move near me.
I'm hoping so,
we're going to have even better stories for the radio if that happens. All right.
Party
Precious.
Every day.
Precious, do the robocalls for Obama this year again.
Oh, I'm going to do it. Oh, and can I pitch one more thing? I'm doing this Sunday in L.A. Golden Apple Comics is reopening on Melrose. I am going to be there 2 to 4. As Elvira, which I rarely
do. Nice.
All right. Love you, honey.
I love you.
All right, stay tuned. Dr. Orly Tate's coming up next hour as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.